welcome back into the classroom. Yes, we are open for another session of Dominion Over Finance, and we are in installment number three. That's right, installment number three of Money May. That's right, Money May. All this month, we have been talking about money. Our first installment was Money Answers All. Our second installment is Money is a Witness. And now we are ready for our third installment, or third classroom instruction, Money is a Defense. Money is a Defense. So if we piggyback a little bit off of what we talked about on last week, we talked about money being a witness, and in particular, money rendering testimony in the courts of heaven. And so when we think about money being a defense, we've seen, as we outlined on last week, so if you have not gone and looked at it, I advise you to go back and take a look at last week's installment. We saw that money not only renders a witness, but it testifies. It testifies on our behalf. It testifies of our faith. It testifies of how we have utilized and stewarded our resources. And so money is a defense in that it provides the witness. It provides the expert testimony, if you will. It provides the legal precedence that we need as men and women of God in the courts of heaven. So this week, I want to take a bit of a different angle. And when we say money is a defense, we know that money can protect. There is the defense, because money will protect and it will guard against particular things that may happen in our lives. And so in Ecclesiastes chapter number 7, verse 12, King Solomon again gives us some wisdom in that he says in part A of that particular scripture that wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. Now he says some other things in the second half of that verse. I won't dig into that here, but wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. And so when we think about money being a defense, for me, for you, for us as kingdom citizens, that means that money does some things for us, provided we are using and utilizing and stewarding our money the way that we need while here on earth. So let's talk about that. And I want to highlight really four particular points, or four ways in which we, the men and women of God, can utilize money as a defense. So let's go into the first one. Number one, money is a defense when we tithe. When we tithe, money is a defense. Now, I don't want to get into the debate about whether or not it is lawful for us, or permissible, or if we are still expected to tithe as kingdom citizens. It is my belief, and I don't want to impose upon anyone else's beliefs, but it is my belief that we as kingdom citizens are still called on by God to tithe. However, when you think about the tithe is a tenth. It is a portion. It is the tenth portion that we are to get of our increase. We are to give that back to God. We are to turn that back over to Him because of what He has entrusted to us. Having said that, when you look in the book of Malachi, chapter number 3, right around the verses of 10 and 11, you will see that in rendering back to God the tithe, the Lord of hosts will rebuke the devourer for our sakes. And what does He rebuke the devourer from? He rebukes the devourer from two things. He protects our land, they're in our territory, they're in our domain, and He protects what we shall produce. There is no greater defender, no greater defender than the Lord of hosts. So we as kingdom citizens must understand that the tithe does so many things for our defense. So yes, when King Solomon says that wisdom is a defense and money is a defense, it definitely is. And it behooves us as kingdom men and women that we tithe, that we give back to God, so that the kingdom assignments and agendas that are being established and have been established in the earth can be fully funded. Let me say that again. We as men and women of God must ensure that we tithe so that the kingdom assignments and agendas that have been established here on earth can go forth. And what does God do in return? The Lord of hosts shows up and he rebukes everything that comes to attack our land. He rebukes everything that comes to attack our domain and our territory that he has given for us and that is under our dominion and rule. And he comes to defend against that which we shall produce. So wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. And we can put into action, we can invoke the protection of the Lord of hosts simply by tithing. So that is number one. Number two, money can defend against loss. Money is a defense in that it defends and protects or wards against loss. Rather, it guards against loss. So what do I mean by that? I understand that there are things that we can lose that money can never replace. But when we look at the principles of restitution, we see that when we are in a place of having lost something, then money can come in to be the defense to replace that which is lost. So again, money is a defense. If we are tithing properly, money can also be a defense in the cases of loss. Number three, money is a defense against damage. There are times when our property, when things that are under our dominion and rule undergoes damage. In those cases, money steps in as a defense. So that principle, the principles of insurance, is exactly where that comes from. Money stepping in to ward off, to guard against losses, damages. This is how insurance works in the earth. And this is why for you, my friends, insurance, having emergency funds, having life happens funds is important so that you can protect yourselves and money can step up and be the defense against loss and against damages, all right? The last and the fourth point that I want to bring and highlight to you on today is this. Money is a defense money is a defense and it is a preserver of legacy. Money is a defense for and it is a preserver of legacy. So what do I mean by that? The Bible tells us that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. In that, what that scripture is really speaking to is that what we do here in the time and with the resources that have been entrusted and given to us, that is not just for us to enjoy and to reap the benefits, but it is for the generations to come to also reap the benefits of that as well. And so it is incumbent upon us that when we are establishing our legacies, that we look ahead to the generations that lie ahead of us. So we can't just simply think about ourselves. We can't just simply think about our children, but we've got to think about our children's children and their children and their children. So in that, money is a protector and money is a preserver. And money is a protector and a preserver of your legacy. It is a protector and it is a preserver of your legacy. So how are you going about protecting and preserving your legacy? Do you have the necessary insurance in place? Do you have the necessary capital built up such that now your children's children have trust funds and they have things that they can then pull off of as they're growing up? Do you have the necessary wills and trust established so that your legacy can be preserved and protected? Money comes in as a defense to guard against attacks, to guard against those things that are unexpected, unplanned, and maybe not even thought about. So again, money is a defense when we tithe. Money is a defense against loss. Money is a defense against damages. And money is a defense as it comes in to protect and preserve your legacy. I hope this has been a blessing to you. Again, this is the third installment of Money May. Please join me again here next week as we go through our fourth and final installment for Money May. And that is Money is a Seed. You don't want to miss it. Thank you for joining me. God bless.
There is no greater defender, no greater defender than the Lord of hosts. Do you have the necessary wills and trusts established so that your legacy can be preserved and protected? Money comes in as a defense to guard against attacks, to guard against those things that are unexpected, unplanned, and maybe not even thought about. We as men and women of God must ensure that we tithe so that the kingdom assignments and agendas that have been established here on earth can go forth.